If you want daily Elon Musk news and updates, please take a second and subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're on right now, because we bring it to you every single day. Thank you so much. Now let's get into some Elon news here at the Elon Musk Podcast.
When Shopify says you can sell anywhere, oh, they mean it. Woo, hold up. Just got a new sale, order fulfilled and shipped. Inventory level's good. Whoa, Shopify doesn't mind if you're at sea level. Or on top of the world. You can run and grow your business anywhere. Climbing mountains is never easy, but at least Shopify gives me all the tools I need for my business to hit new peaks.
Whether you're selling carabiners or crop tops, start selling with Shopify today and join the platform simplifying commerce for millions of businesses worldwide. We've built the platform so you can keep climbing and grow your business to new heights.
With Shopify, you really can sell to anyone from anywhere.
This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. Start selling online today. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/free22. 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 Internet connection required. Not available on mountaintops or seafloors.
The Twitter checkmark thing is a pretty big deal for Elon Musk at this point. Recently, he rolled out the $8 per month paid plan so you could get an official checkmark, the blue checkmark, for your Twitter profile, which is a great idea if you want to make sure that people have a credit card and that they can pay $8 a month. But that didn't seem to go too well because people were paying the $8, pretending to be other people, pretending to be other entities, pretending to be large companies. And just recently, Elon Musk pulled the plug on that program. Nobody can buy the $8 checkmark anymore for a little bit, but Elon said that he's working on a tentative rollout for a new checkmark type of scheme. Companies will get a gold checkmark, government officials will get a gray checkmark, and then there's going to be something in between as well for prominent accounts, and the blue checkmark will be dedicated to individuals, even if they're not celebrities. So people like yourself, myself, can buy the $8 checkmark still, but we don't know what the deal is with the other checkmarks. Do companies have to pay for a gold checkmark? More than likely they do, and government officials will probably get the gray checkmark because they're a government official, and they probably have to do some sort of a government ID to prove who they are so they can get that checkmark. Elon Musk said, sorry for the delay, but they're figuring it out because this is a kind of a new company Elon is building here. It's not the same old Twitter as we're used to. There's a big shakeup going on, so he's trying to figure things out, and you have to live fast, die young kind of strategy. Get these things out of the way. Maybe you break some stuff along the way, but that's how you learn. That's how he builds all of his companies. SpaceX is a huge proponent of building something and then going through the process of figuring out why it broke if it broke. So say if something has a RUD on the launch pad, rapid unscheduled disassembly on the launch pad, it blows up, then they're going to figure out why it blew up. And then, of course, they're going to make those changes. So that's kind of what's happening with the Twitter checkmarks, not in such an extreme scale as a rocket exploding, but Elon has said they're working on it. And individuals may have a tiny logo showing that they belong to an organization if they're verified by the organization. Here's an example. If you are the CEO of Best Buy and you have a regular checkmark, but you may also have a small logo or some sort of little tab or something that shows that you are the CEO of Best Buy or that you work for Best Buy. It could be a cool thing that you're, you know, that you're actually verified with that company and that you're not a faker. And that's what Elon has been working on for a while now. And he's been hoping that Twitter would do by themselves is to say, hey, we know that people impersonate Elon Musk all the time. We know that there's crypto scammers out there all the time. Every time Elon posts anything, there's a million crypto scammers out there that are saying, you just won 10 million Bitcoin. All you have to do is send us 0.01 Bitcoin and we'll send it to you. You'll send it the million Bitcoin and they get away with it. I'm sure some of them make a little bit of money from it, but now Elon is trying to take that away from them, which is a great thing because if you want this to be a centralized place for people to communicate, you need to trust the people that are around you. You need to trust that they're the actual people.
When Elon Musk took over Twitter, there were over 7,500 people working there. And now Twitter has around 2,700 employees. The workforce has shrunk, but Elon Musk said that he cut the fat of the company and he's going to start hiring again. And during an all-hands meeting with Twitter employees, Musk said that the company is done with layoffs. Everyone is good for now. They're actively recruiting roles in engineering and sales. Current employees are encouraged to make referrals for people that they think would be able to do the jobs. And Twitter usually has these roles open to the public as they're hiring. But I dug in and I couldn't find any on the company's website. I believe this is in the very early stages of Twitter 2.0, which is going to be an Elon Musk company going forward, and that they're going to be trying to hire from within, the people that they trust, and not outside influences. On Monday, Elon Musk had an all-hands-on-deck Twitter employee meeting after about 1,000 people left the company. They resigned because they didn't want to do the quote, extremely hardcore cultural reset that's going to be happening at the company. He was taking questions from people that work there. They asked Elon if he was going to move the company from San Francisco to Texas. And then Elon went on to say, if we want to move the headquarters to Texas, I think it will play into the idea that Twitter has gone from being left-wing to right-wing, which is not the case. This is not a right-wing takeover of Twitter. It is a moderate wing takeover of Twitter. And Elon wants to make this a place where everyone can gather and express their ideas. He's a free speech absolutist. Of course, that's what he said in his own words. He acknowledges that there's been a lot of mistakes during his takeover of Twitter. He acknowledges that. It's fine. Things will stabilize over time. And he also said significant portions of the technology stack need to be rebuilt from scratch. And by setting up engineering teams in Japan, India, Indonesia, and Brazil, this can all happen. And he wants to somewhat decentralize things as well. Wants to encrypt direct messages, which is a great thing for people that send a lot of messages on Twitter. Currently, your Twitter messages aren't encrypted. Elon said they plan on using the company Signal to encrypt all of your DMs on Twitter in the future. And here's something you might not know about Twitter, because Elon Musk brought this up in the meeting, and I wasn't 100% sure about this either. So he said, it may seem as though Twitter is US-centric, but if anything, it's Japan-centric. There are roughly the same number of daily active users in Japan as there are in the US, despite the fact that Japan has one-third of the population of the United States. And during the town hall meeting, Elon Musk addressed Twitter employees' concerns about their compensation going forward. SpaceX is a privately held company, and the way things work is that every 6 months, there's a liquidity event where the company buys back shares and we also invite new investors to buy shares, and we'll be able to operate Twitter in the same way. And Elon Musk said there's a lot of new things that he wants to bring to the table with Twitter. One of them is to be able to bank on Twitter, send money back and forth, and also pay creators on the platform. So say somebody who has 91,103 YouTube subscribers, like myself. This show is brought to you by Backblaze. I use Backblaze to back up my podcast, my video files, all of my writing stuff, and all my photos. And you get unlimited computer backup for Macs and PCs for just $7 a month. You can back up your own documents, photos, videos, drawings, projects, all of your data, and access your backed up data from anywhere in the world using the web app. And you can access the files on your mobile too. iOS, Android apps, all covered. And this is the cool part. This is my favorite part. You can restore it by mail. A hard drive will come to your house with all your data shipped to your door. It could come to your business too. And you can restore, return, refund program. So you can buy a hard drive restore, send the hard drive back within 30 days, and get a full refund. So basically, they ship you this hard drive, and then you ship it back, and you don't ever pay for it, which is the perfect program for somebody who has huge files, and you don't want to waste days and days downloading terabytes and teraflops of data. And if you're worried about accidentally deleting your files, $2 extra a month, you can increase your retention history to 1 year. And I use it for all of my video files. It comes in super handy. So $7 plus $2, $9 a month, and you get everything backed up, ease of mind for up to a year. And if you use the URL backblaze.com/Elon, you get a fully featured 15-day no credit card required free trial. Check it out, play with it, start protecting yourself from potential bad times. Back your stuff up. It's recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire,
Wired, Tom's Guide, 9to5Mac, and more. And it's recently been listed on the NASDAQ Stock Exchange under BLZE, so you know they're legit. Backblaze is committed more than ever to bringing easy and affordable data storage that you can trust. Don't be that person that forgot to back up their important files. We've got your back. Sign up for a free 15-day trial. No credit card required. Go there, sign up, play with it. It's really powerful and is really easy to use. So go to backblaze.com/Elon. 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 Wolf, could I take some of those subscribers over to Twitter and start making a little bit of money over there? There's a possibility that I could do that. Could I bring 10,000 people from YouTube to Twitter? That's a possibility, a very slight possibility, but there is a possibility that I could bring in a little bit of extra revenue every month from my Twitter channels. So there's one thing that Elon was talking about, paying the creators. You might be able to make a decent living on Twitter, because right now on Twitter, everything is free. You can super subscribe to somebody, or I don't even know what it's called, super follow somebody or whatever, and you get X amount of dollars per month from that person. But that's not, there's no monetization really on the Twitter platform other than that. And you can't really make a living on Twitter at this point. You can use it as one of your social channels to show your reach and get sponsorships, sure. But that also takes a sales team or to reach out to companies that you're interested in to get them to pay you something for your reach. Now, Elon has said, thinking about doing something along the lines of YouTube, where you can make money from the platform by just posting videos. Maybe they'll run an ad in a pre-roll, a post-roll, and a mid-roll. So you have three ad placements during the videos. That would be great. Now, are there going to be video editing tools on Twitter in the future, kind of competing directly with YouTube? I don't see that happening anytime soon with the slimmed down engineering team that Elon has. I mean, it was 7,400 people in the internal systems of Twitter, and now it's about 2,700 people. And building something like that out could take a long time, but possibly these new people that are coming in could fill that role. Maybe there's people that are coming in to address the financial situation, people that are coming in to do the monetization, and also people coming into the engineering to use the platform for creators. Now, another part of this is pretty important part of it for creators. How do you get paid? And there are a few things that Elon mentioned about how creators could get paid in the future. He said recently in a tweet that there's a possibility he could be integrating crypto into the platform. He said he wants to do that. In the past, he said that. And he said that there's a possibility that, you know, Bitcoin or Dogecoin possibly. Dogecoin would be funny, because it's kind of, it's a meme coin. But I think something more stable like Ethereum, or maybe a stable coin, or maybe, you know, a way for them to bring Bitcoin to the platform and make the transactions pretty seamless and very quick. Because, I mean, as a creator, I know what it's like to wait 30 days for your money on YouTube. If somebody, as a creator, say if I post a video on Twitter, and I'm going to bring this up to Elon, I'm going to tweet him and say, hey, can we get paid the same day? Because there are other platforms out there that do that. There are some podcast platforms that actually do that. One of them is Anchor. And whatever you do with your Anchor podcast, you get paid within 24 hours and you can get your money out immediately. So say if I write and do a podcast, and say if I make $10 from that podcast, you know, that might be a logical thing. $10, you know, what if you make $100 from that podcast? The $100, if it's the day before you have to pay your bills and you're like, well, I'm a little bit short, those $100 go a very long way in the grand scheme of things. So if that's a possibility, the payout, like immediate payout, whether it's Bitcoin, whether it's USD, whether whatever it is, directly to your bank account, use Stripe, partner with somebody like that so you can get your payout immediately. I think that would be a great option for Twitter going forward. As a creator myself, I have two podcasts. I have a YouTube channel. I'm starting another YouTube channel for coding, you know, and there's numerous ways that I can make money from all this stuff. But if Twitter was another one, that would be a huge, huge deal. Now, there's also a little bit of drama with engineers leaving. There's long tenured engineers, people that have been there since the beginning are leaving. Some with more than a decade of experience are leaving. And there's corporate leaders that are leaving. Twitter CEO, the CFO, and chief legal officer were all removed on the first day that Elon took charge. Elon's top advertising and content partnership leaders have either resigned or been fired by Elon. And there's critical teams throughout the company that have just been gutted by the layoffs, and people have just left. They've fled because they don't know the certainty of their positions in the future. Usually this happens. It's a corporate thing, right? When you go from one company to another company, if you gut the company that you're going into, you already saw from the outside what's wrong with the company. You know, you see 7,400 people, 7,700 people, something like that. And then you think, hey, we're going to have to pay these people a lot of money. And what do they actually do? You know, and I've been in corporate situations. I understand that sentiment. What do these people actually do? Why are these people here? And the people that he gutted, well, he asked for some of them to come back as well. And he's reached out to them. The company's reached out to them. And hopefully they get fair compensation if they do come back. Very fair compensation if they do come back. And if not, I hope that they all, you know, leave with the best interests going forward. And hopefully they find employment pretty soon. Because no matter what you think of Twitter or Elon or the people involved, it looks like the future for Twitter is coming together. The whole ecosystem of Twitter is starting to happen in Elon's mind's eye, and I'm excited about it. I think it could be a great platform. I also think that the user base on Twitter is what Elon bought. He didn't buy the technology because he said most of it has to be rewritten, right? So some of it can probably stay. The user base of people is what he bought. He bought people that are active on a social media platform. And the fact that he can just integrate those people into his new product very easily, I think that's going to be a win for Twitter, and it's going to be a win for Elon. And I believe, since it's a privately held company, he'll get investors, private investors, that see his vision, even more so than with the $45 billion price tag that was initially set for the Twitter's purchase. I think there's going to be more investors coming in. I think there's going to be a round next spring. Once he builds out the infrastructure and once he builds out the actual product and shows the offerings of Twitter in the future, maybe he renames it to X.com because he's had X.com forever. And he's always wanted to build something like this, and this could be the opportunity for him to transfer everything over. It's going to be an exciting few months coming up, and I'll have all the information for you. So please stay tuned. Please hit subscribe so you can get all the Elon Musk information directly delivered to you on whatever podcast platform you're listening on. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Will Walden, and take care.